Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike.
And I'm Matthew. And this segment, we are joined by Brian Wynn of NAFI, the National Association of Flight Instructors. Welcome, Brian.
Thanks for being here. Great to be here with you. Yes.
So if somebody hasn't heard of the National Association of Flight Instructors and they can't figure out from the name, what are you?
Yeah, it's surprising to me. I meet instructors a lot that say, I've never heard of NAFI, but the organization actually started 59 years ago. We're getting ready for our 60th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been around that long, but but we have some people that feel like they've been instructing that long. Because they're so knowledgeable, and it's really instructors sharing best practices with other instructors, safer pilots through excellence in flight instruction. That's our motto, and so we utilize all media that we can possibly use to get the word out on what's the best way to convey this challenging thing of flight and aviation and. Like to say, committing aviation properly. And we've got some of the best instructors in the business, mm-hmm. basically, as members of NAFI and heavily member-driven organization. I'm actually the first executive director that's been remunerated for the job. So I'm having fun with that. Mm-hmm. And we're having a good time here at Oshkosh.
Well, and you mentioned that some people may not have heard of you or have. What are some ways that you reach out to new members? How can you get in touch with them? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, thank you for that question. We have been. I would say that the approach, because it's instructors sharing best practices with other instructors, it tends to get a little insular. And one of the things that I've been working on is utilizing some of the great ways of electronically getting messages out and expanding our reach. Tomorrow morning I'll be doing a press conference with Flying Magazine. We're doing a partnership with Flying Magazine, and they're going to publish some of our content from our magazine. Our magazine is called Mentor Magazine. All of the content is provided by members. So again, it's instructors teaching other instructors. We have a really great editor, Beth Stanton, who does a fantastic job. But the content in there is the kind of content that is super valuable to instructors who are trying to figure out how do we get our jobs done in a way that in a very dynamic world, because things are changing. You just have to walk around here at mm-hmm. AirVenture to find out how fast they're changing, and that puts a lot of load on instructors. So we're trying to expand to let other people know these are the kinds of things that instructors are thinking about to make you a better pilot. And by the way, you don't have to be an instructor to join NAFI.
Ah.
In fact, I joined NAFI before I became an instructor. I'm only a ground instructor at this stage in the game, but I was doing really well toward my flight instructor, and then I took the job, and now I've got a full-time job, and it's challenging. But it's a little ironic. But to get the word out beyond this community, because flight instructing is so important to aviation writ large.
How many members do you have in NAFI?
We got about 7,000. We just launched a brand new membership portal, and we sort of went through a process of sifting through our data. And it's about 7,000, but a lot of folks had kind of dropped off our older platform, and they're starting to come back in droves. So at high water mark, we're about 8,000, and we're quickly climbing right back there.
Oh, that's great.
And how many flight instructors are there in the country? Do you have an approximate number?
I'm embarrassed to say I don't know that. You know, what's the addressable market for this business model is the way I think about that as
right.
an association executive. And I don't know. I would say that we're probably, let's call it about 10% of instructors. And part of the reason why that's a difficult question to answer is because people get their instructor ratings, and in some instances are doing so to gather, to get to their 1,500 hours, mm-hmm. and then they move on, mm-hmm. and they don't have time to instruct anymore. And so, okay, we've got to.
That's, yeah. I'm, for those who are in the radio, I'm one of those people
yeah.
who I have a CFI. I unfortunately have a full-time job that doesn't allow me to do a lot of that. So
yeah. So do we count you as a flight instructor? And so this is part of the the question that I'm asking myself right now and trying to figure out a way to get some precision around that number, but I don't have it yet.
Well, I'd also say, you know, as someone that was the treasurer of a local flying club for a number of years, the answer is probably not enough flight instructors. Yeah. And so I think it's great that NAFI is reaching out and also promoting flight instruction as a not just a way to build hours, but a way to build a career.
It's an interesting moment, and you know, we go through cycles in aviation, of course, mm-hmm. and right now it's regional, but there are places where there are tons and tons of flight instructors trying to get hired, and there are other places, like you said, where, you know, like I'm working on my double eye, and you know, for a flight club, I'd probably be perfect because A, I'm yep. lazy and I don't want to work that hard, and B, you know, people want to get recurrent, they want to go out and, you know, and get an instrument proficiency check and things of that mm-hmm. nature. I'd probably be perfect for that once I get my, you know, the rating right. done. But yeah, it's very regional. In some instances, we've got sort of an overpopulation of instruction trying to get to the gold, and in some instances, we've got a real dearth.
So I have a few friends in aviation, and one of them, she has her ground instructor rating, and she was working on her CFI, and she ran out of money, and like many of us do. Did you guys have resources to help get people in to get their CFI licenses?
We have a lot of discounts, and that, you know, that helps. You know, I would say for, you know, in terms of the larger picture of how much it costs to become to get all the way to your instructor rating and start earning money, it's probably, you know, not material. But we do have some of the discounts are really, really important. Like Avemco is one of our biggest sponsors, and they provide insurance at a discounted rate for flight instructors, for NAFI members, I should say. So, you know, there are ways that we can help with that. But it's still a climb, and no question about it. You've really got to be dedicated to it, and congratulations to you that you got there.
Well, this is Squawk 1200, and just as a reminder, we're joined by Brian Wynn of NAFI. What are some of the challenges that you see facing flight instructors today, and how can we address them together as an aviation community?
Yeah, I like the idea that, you know, we're doing this as a community, because flight instructors, while we do advocacy, I think partnership is really important, because the kinds of things that are important, I'll just take an example of the costs of using airports, you know, which is yes. you know, getting to be very challenging with airports trying to figure out ways of raising revenue and so forth, and charging people landing fees and whatnot. That's going to affect all of us in general aviation. But it's really going to hurt the instruction community if we're not careful about how that happens. So I'm a recovering economist by training. So I look at this from the standpoint of how do we make that, you know, the environment in which instruction is occurring better. And you know, there's some double-edged swords out there. I'll give you a good example of, I call them Franken panels. I'm not the only one that uses that term, where instructors are going from aircraft to aircraft. And in some instances, you know, you've got different levels of automation and things of that nature. So I think that creates some real challenges. And some schools are going, nope, this is a G1000. We're going to teach you how to use the G1000. You're not going to learn anything else. Some are using GI-275s, or they're pure analog, or things of that nature. And instructors have got to flex with all of that. And they've got to figure out, how do I keep this student motivated? What's going to work, and how do I get through to this student? I mean, flight instruction doesn't change in that regard. We're dealing with human beings. People learn differently, et cetera. But the environment that we're in I would say it's very dynamic, and it's probably going to get more dynamic. And we as a community, and particularly NAFI, we've got to make sure that we're in there advocating for and making sure people understand how does that affect the flight instruction writ large, and what NAFI is doing about that. Flight instruction is so important to the whole thing, right? I mean, we all go through, if we get good flight instructors, we're golden. If we don't get good flight instructors, we can struggle for a while. And that's really what we're trying to raise, you know, that tide raises all boats. If NAFI can do its job, and, you know, and we're sharing best practices with each other, then the pilots that we're putting out there are going to be safer, and they're going to be more motivated to stay with it, and that'll benefit the whole community.
So not all instructors like instructing. Some people just do it as a means to get another job.
True.
And I will say from what I've seen, those are the worst instructors, generally speaking. But what do you guys have, like, programs to, like, help new instructors so they don't become those people who are just doing it to get to the next step?
We do. We put it out there. Inside of our new member portal, we've got special interest groups. Actually, we had them in the old portal as well. But we have special interest groups for new instructors, for instrument instructors, for UAV instructors, et cetera. I mean, pretty much helicopter instructor, anything you can think of. I think we've got a balloon special interest group as well.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it's. But I'm not sure that answers the question directly, because somebody's got to be motivated to actually want to get better and to be really engaged with the community. So. So I think it's, you know, one of the things that I learned as a pilot pretty early on is if you're not a good match for an instructor, you don't feel like their heart's in it, they're just mailing it in, you need to go find another instructor. The good news is there are plenty of great instructors out there. And if you're having trouble, then NAFI's a good place to go to. Call our number. We'll try and help you out.
Well, and speaking of a place to go to, where can we find you here on the grounds at AirVenture 2026?
We're in booth 354, if anybody's actually looking at the map. We're over near Hangar B.
Near Hangar B.
Sort of get to Hangar B and head toward the flight line, and you'll find us. We're over there with ALPA and Airline Pilots Association and some other great folks. So,
all right. Well, we really appreciate you coming in. We've been talking to Brian Wynn of the National Association of Flight Instructors, and you're listening to EAA Radio.